Hi guys, welcome to 7 Keys to Succeed as a Seller. This is key number 6. This is Martial Champagne. See you in a minute. How to be a customer-oriented seller. We already seen 5 keys. Keys number 1, be there. If you're not there, you cannot make a sale. Be there. Go to your customers. Key number 2, listen to their needs. Key number 3, be passionate. Key number 4, act as if you are selling to your best friend or your mother-in-law. Key number 5, come back even if they close the door. And key number 6, be their advocate. Most of the time, people come like me, you know. I know just the basic on cars. Basically, the options and the equipment that I can see. I don't know anything about engine. I don't know anything. I don't hear that language. For me, it's as strange as Greek. But the salesperson is the expert, and if you can trust him, he can lead you to a perfect fit, and he can give you confidence and security, and he could be your advocate. When I sat down with this salesperson at Toyota, I explained him, you know, I told him exactly what was my budget. I told him, if I spend more than that, I will take bread out of the mouth of my kids, you know. So that's it. He knew exactly what was my limit. And why I was telling him that, it's because the car, let's say, for example, the car was $26,000. And I told him, I can just put $22,000. That's it. More than that, I cannot. So he said, you know, with taxes, the car will be $28,000, $29,000. So, but he said, I know the manager want to get rid of this car, and he's been there for a long time. I will make you a deal. And boy, he was my advocate. He went to the manager, and it took a long time. You know, I said, guy, he forgot me. It must have taken 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Said, this guy, he forgot about me altogether. But no, when he came back, he said, Marshall, we're very, very close to have a deal with you. You have to stretch a little bit, but tax included. Boy, I got a deal. I got a deal for much lower than the price that was indicated. So I made a good deal because my salesperson listened to my need, and he knew I was serious. I told him, I need a car. I'm not here to have fun. I need a car. My order is broken. I need a car. This is my budget. And he didn't want to let me go. He was my advocate. He went and he dealt some option about the car. He said, you know what? We're winter. And you need some winter tires. Let me throw some winter tires as well in there. He was my advocate. He took care of me. You know, I felt like this guy was a friend for a long time. But he was a seller. And he was a serious seller, professional seller. He was my advocate. That's how I realized. He even took my side when he went to talk to his manager. And I'm pretty sure he had to fight hard. Because when I went to see my bank manager just a little bit after, my financial advisor, and I told him, okay, I need to take some investment back to cash some investment to be able to pay this car. And he said, oh, yeah, you're buying a car from Toyota. I said, yes. He said, oh, this guy, he's not negotiable at all. I worked for him last year or 2 years ago, and boy, I've seen he's not negotiable. He cannot make a deal. He has some good price, but don't try to negotiate anything. The price indicated, this is the price you'll pay. I said, are you serious? He just got me a deal 5,000 low. 5,000 lower than the price indicated. So in my mind, and I didn't told him all the story, but in my mind I knew that it was the salesperson, the salesman, who went and took my side and sat with this manager who had the reputation to not make any deal, not make any negotiation, and he made me a deal. Can you believe that? So, remember, guys, be passionate, be there, try to get the best deal for your customer, act as if you are selling to your friends, come back, even if they close the door, and be their advocate, and sometimes even in front of the company. So that was my advice for today. And remember, guys, it's easy, it's simple, it's common sense, but if you apply them, it works. Bye.